folks, I got to jump in here very quickly. I am running out of time. Let me tell you quickly what you heard, because I want to jam in one more track before we go. Oh, folks, you just heard High Tide doing Feudalist Lament off their album Sea Shanties from 1969. I pulled that off the Sunday's reissue. A little free rock before that doing Dream off their self-titled album from 1969. Pulled that from the Esoteric reissue. Andromeda doing Too Old. Oh, man. If you like The Attack, you'll probably like Andromeda. Folks, I pulled that from the Definitive Collection. That track is from 1969. The Gun before that doing Race with the Devil off their self-titled album from 1969 as well. You probably heard some covers of that track. Most likely Girl School, I think. Before that, The Open Mind doing Magic Potion. That's a great track. I pulled that from the British Psychedelic Trip Volume 3, The Open Mind. Cut an album from 1969, but that was a single that preceded it. And on the top of the set, you had The Sands doing Listen to the Sky. Pulled that from Treacle Toffee World, Further Adventures into the Pop Psych Sounds from the Apple Era, 1967 to 1969. Not too heavy, but overall, but that interlude with all the sound effects is pretty hot. That's from 1967. And that was published by Apple Music, but did not come out on Apple Records. All right, folks, I want to jam one more in here, but I want to thank Frank and Queens for letting me do this fill-in. I had a great time. Folks, enjoy the rest of the night. You got Joey D coming up. Here is Dragonfly doing Enjoy Yourself.
More and more music on WFMU. sisters. I want to see a sea of hands out there. Let me see a sea of hands. I want everybody to kick up some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. And right now it's time to take out the jams.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Susie!
That was awfully good.
It's pretty-
pretty damn good.
We still have our own hair.
Yes, we do.
I'm Kim. Hi. Hello. Hi.
You don't have to yell.
I'm Kim from the Muffs.
Yeah, I'm Roy.
And I'm in a band called the Muffs.
And I'm Fonzie.
The whole band's from California. We're a band, not genitals. What else can I say but hello, darlings. Mwah. You were a fool to go under the table, and now you know you were unable to pretend you're all alone. And now look what it's done to you. And when you find that you're getting attention, and you think that you're having all the fun, but soon you'll realize you're living in a fantasy. So now you're all alone, and you don't really like the way you went away. And now you're living in agony. Ha! Do anything you want, always, all the time. And now you know it wasn't worth your time. So now you're all alone, and now it's not a perfect world. And when you think you're more clever than anyone, I think again we knew it all along. But in reality, I know you'll never be okay. So now you're all alone, and you don't really
like me.
and I think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I'm your host, Joey D. Thanks so much for joining me this hour of rock and roll here on the Rock and Soul stream. Shout out to Tom Dash for kicking off another Super Tuesday, followed by Frank and Queens with an always excellent edition of Hard Stuff. During last week's show, listener WLS Clark alerted me in the chat, which if you don't know, you can find the live chat going on over at wfmu.org/rockandsoul or also on the WFMU app. WLS Clark alerted me of the brand new version of Kick Out the Jams. And that is what you heard that kicked off tonight's show. It's by two Detroit legends, Susie Quattro and Alice Cooper. It's just released on Susie Quattro's new album entitled Freedom. Susie's son, who's also the album's producer, convinced Susie to cover Kick Out the Jams. And at first she was very hesitant, but then when they got fellow Detroit native Alice Cooper to join, she agreed and did that pretty cool cover of Kick Out the Jams. Thanks again to WLS Clark for alerting me of that. He also did a great drop-in show last week. If you missed it, you can check out the archive up on the aforementioned WFMU.org. Did a very cool drop-in last Saturday here on the Rock and Soul stream. After Susie Quattro and Alice Cooper, we heard from the Head Coatees and their cover of the Dead Moon song Walking on My Grave, taken from their comeback record Man Trap, which was released back in November out on the amazing label Damaged Goods Records. Been playing a lot of that Head Coatees record since it came out. And then we heard more Damaged Goods Records releases. We heard from Billy Childish and CMTF and their great cover of the Saints classic I'm Stranded, which came out earlier this year as a single. And then we heard more Damaged Goods stuff from Cyanide Pills, brand new single, When I'm With You, a 7-inch single that will be dropping May 22nd, which is the same day as their singles compilation LP coming out entitled Singled Out, also coming out on May 22nd out on Damaged Goods Records. We then heard from the Muffs doing Agony from 1995's Blonder and Blonder, and we finished up that set of rock and roll with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing Victim of Circumstance from I Love Rock and Roll. Joan Jett will be headlining her first UK tour in 16 years this July. Before I kick off set number two, I'm going to let you guys know about the Rock and Soul Stream fundraiser meetup happening this Sunday afternoon, May 3rd in Maplewood, New Jersey, from noon to 5 p.m. 10 of us Rock and Soul DJs, including myself, will be spinning records at the Wheelhouse and Corner Slice in Maplewood. There will also be a WFMU merch table and vendors. There's going to be two DJ areas, an outdoor and an indoor area. Mike Sin will be kicking off the outdoor DJ booth at noon, and RKO will be kicking off the indoor location at noon. I'll be on from 1:30 to 2 in the outdoor area and 2:30 to 3 in the indoor setup. And you can see the full schedule, full DJ schedule in my playlist notes section right now. The star-studded list of rock and soul DJs include Frank and Queens, Toddophonic Todd, aforementioned Mike Sin, Matt Clark, Chris Crash, Terry T, RKO, Stu Rutherford, and Joe Belock. And there'll be some guests and surprises and specials to be announced, so stay tuned for that. Definitely if you're in the New Jersey, Maplewood area, come on by. Should be a fun time out in Maplewood. I'm going to dedicate set number two tonight to the late, great Greg Foreman, the former frontman of the Delta 72, who passed away suddenly last week at the age of 53. I never met Greg personally, but based on the incredible amount of tributes I saw to him on Instagram, he A, seemed to know everybody in the rock and roll universe, especially New York City, LA area, and especially a lot of bands that I spin on my show, people that I follow, just one after another. My whole timeline was tributes to Greg. And B, he seemed extremely loved by so many. In addition to the Delta 72, he played in Cat Power's band for the last two decades. He also played keys on the Death Valley Girls records, which you hear a lot on this show over the years. He was involved with many other projects. He's a great keyboardist, also guitarist, and again, frontman for the Delta 72, who I got to see once with my buddy Norm back in 1999 at Tramps in New York City. They were playing a CMJ show. We went to go see the Donnas, who were headlining, and that was a really special show for me because, one, I discovered one of my favorite bands that night, the Mooney Suzuki, who were playing as we walked in, and I was immediately blown away by them. Got their self-released CD, and then the Delta 72 came on next and also blew me away. Mainly Greg, again, who was the front man, who was such an energetic and captivating presence on stage. At one point, he climbed out over the crowd by the steel beams. It was a low ceiling there at Tramps, and somehow got wrapped his legs over one beam, horizontal beam, and was hanging upside down over the crowd like a bat while singing, and then somehow got himself eventually off that beam and made his way back to the stage without missing a beat. It was really incredible, and Norm and I still talk about that moment all the time. And again, the Donnas were the headliner that night and were also great, who also loved. So it was really an amazing lineup that night. So we're going to hear a bunch of Delta 72 tunes along with some other stuff that Greg played on in this set, and hope you enjoy. Rest in peace, Greg Foreman.
Yeah. Just wanna You wanna raise your hand like you did, like you did, like you did.
If you wanna be told, yes, if you wanna
shake down fascination streets. Watch the shakedown.
Cheering is dying down now, and I think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. And let's discuss what you heard in that second set of rock and roll dedicated to the late, great Greg Foreman. We heard a bunch of tunes from his excellent band, the Delta 72. Started things off with the track Go Go Kitty, taken from 1997's New Soul Machine. We then heard the track Get Down, taken from the excellent debut record, The R&B of Membership, an album that I got about a year or so after I saw them in New York City, and I've been playing it really ever since. I didn't know their other albums until recently, honestly, but I've been digging them and playing them a lot in preparation of this show, and but that R&B A Membership album, excellent stuff. We then heard The Doctor Is In from their last album, which came out back in 2000, entitled O, three O's, capital O, two lowercase O's. And then we heard another track from that album entitled I Feel Fine. The Music Bed you've heard throughout the show and my talk-ups is also from the Delta 72. The track is Pleased and Honored, Part 2. And that is taken from an excellent instrumental album they released, an EP back in 1999, entitled Surega Doshida, all instrumental soul album. All their records were out on Touch and Go Records. After that block of the Delta 72, we heard Death Valley Girls and the excellent track Hold My Hand, taken from their album Under the Spell of Joy. Greg Foreman played keys on most of their records, possibly all their records. Bonnie from Death Valley Girls had messaged me and told me she doesn't think anyone understood their music as much as Greg, and what he brought to their songs was priceless. I always loved all the keyboard parts on the Death Valley Girls records, and honestly had no idea that it was Greg playing them. After that, we heard Cat Power. Again, Greg had played in Cat Power's band for, I believe, 20 years. And Cat Power just released a new three-song EP, Redux EP, in anniversary of the 2006 record The Greatest. And she got that band back together, which included Greg. And the track we heard was a Cat Power original, Could We? Excellent stuff. And after Cat Power, we heard a song that Greg worked on with the great Alan Vega from Suicide. Greg went by Mr. Pharmacist, so it's Alan Vega with Mr. Pharmacist, and the track was You Pay / Too Many Teardrops, a 12-inch single from 2019, I believe possibly the last recording that Alan Vega did, that was produced and co-written by Greg Foreman, who apparently used the same equipment as Suicide did on their debut record. And we finished up that set with Pink Mountaintops and the track Shakedown from the record Get Back from 2014. Greg was a part of that band as well. So rest in peace, Greg Foreman. Hope you enjoyed that that set. And again, go check out his music, especially Delta 72 stuff. I've been really digging that, and I think I'll be playing more of their stuff in upcoming shows. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before I pass the reins over to Chris Crash for another episode of Strong Style coming up next, followed by Matt Clark and Mike Sin for their show What's Happening, which is from 9 to 11 p.m., rounding out another Super Tuesday here on the Rock and Soul Stream. Just a few days ago marked the 50th anniversary of the landmark record, debut record by the Ramones. I would be remiss if I did not close out things with arguably my favorite band. So we're going to close things out with some Ramones, going back to 1976. Thanks so much, guys, for hanging with me the last hour. Always appreciate it. Thanks so much for everyone chiming in the chat, as always. It's always a blast here on Tuesday nights, hanging with you guys. And everybody stay safe. Hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll be with you next Tuesday night. Until then, adios.
I right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
「少しばかりの緊張を」